On Sunday morning, I was asked if our Christmas Eve service was going to be a candlelight service. I joked in reply that I'm not sure we would get away with not lighting candles while singing Silent Night at the end of our time together. It's a Christmas tradition that many would really miss if we didn't do it. Christmas is a time that is filled with traditions, and we're going to talk about that today on the Covenant Weekly Podcast, Season 2, Episode 11, Traditions. When I was young, one of the Christmas traditions we had involved my mom's parents and my aunts and uncle and cousins on that side of my family. My mom is an amazing piano player and my grandfather was a flautist. When I was young, my cousin, who was a few years older than me, was already playing the violin at a fairly high level too. When we gathered for Christmas, one of our traditions was gathering together after the meal and gifts were done to play and sing Christmas carols, piano, flute, and violin leading the way. It was a great way to be together as a family around something that we all loved, music. That was a worthwhile tradition for as long as we could maintain it. Other traditions people have, they might come from a less obvious place, but they're still something that people fight to hold on to. I knew a family where one of the traditions was waiting to see what crazy and amazing lights the dad would design to go up on the house each Christmas. I think my favorite year was when he set up their home to be like a doghouse with Snoopy lying on his back on the roof. I talked with someone else recently who talked about how men and women would eat in shifts when they gathered for Christmas. The women would work to prepare the food and serve the men at the main table and the kids at the kids' table. Once they were all done eating, the women would take their place at the main table and take their time to enjoy the meal. The reason for this tradition was simple, and it wasn't really about men and women. It was because there wasn't enough room in the house and around the table for everyone to eat at the same time. But what happens when traditions, set up for a specific reason in a specific context, just hang on for the sake of tradition? I think of the story, likely apocryphal, about the young mom who, whenever she put the Christmas ham in the pan, cut off the end of it. Her young child asked her one year, "Mommy, why do you cut the end of the ham off?" The young mom answered, "Well, I'm not really sure. That's just how it's supposed to be done. My mom did it that way, so I do it too." The answer didn't sit well with the child, or the mom for that matter, so the next day when they gathered with her own mom, she asked her mom, "Why do we cut the end of the ham off when we cook it?" Her mom, who had now been cutting the end off the ham for 44 years, said, "I'm not really sure. That's just how it's supposed to be done. My mom did it that way, so I do it too." Later that day, these two women went to visit the matriarch who was in a nursing home. In the course of the conversation, they remembered the question about the ham and asked her, "You know, when we prepare the ham, we always cut the end off because that's how you always did it. Why do we cut the end of the ham off?" The older lady laughed at the question and said, "Well, I'm not really sure why you cut the end of the ham off. I always cut it off because the ham didn't fit in my pan." You know, tradition can be good and beautiful, but like these women, sometimes we hold on to tradition just because we've watched someone else do it that way. And in copying others, we've actually missed out on something. As you move through this season, I hope you can enjoy the traditions you've had and that they can provide helpful grounding in a chaotic world. But I also hope and pray that you have the freedom to consider why some traditions are being followed. And if it's better for you and your family, given your circumstances, to change traditions, that's okay too. Even our oldest traditions started with someone making them up or adopting them for the first time. Perhaps something you start this year could be the thing that is significant and special for you, your friends, and your family for years to come. Or maybe it will just be special for this year, and that can be okay too. A couple of reminders for the coming weeks. This coming Sunday is our Joy Sunday of Advent, and Brent Jeffkins will be speaking this week. Sunday, December 18th, is Love Sunday, and I will be sharing that morning. Then Saturday, December 24th, is Christmas Eve, and we're going to be doing two services, 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. on that day. That would be a great time to gather your extended family and friends to come and celebrate the birth of Jesus together. On Sunday, December 25th, we will not have a gathering at the church. There will be some caroling shared on our YouTube channel for you to listen to or sing along with or just put on in the background on Christmas morning. On Sunday, January 1st, we will kick off our year together with a simple gathering for carols and communion at 10:30 a.m. at Covenant. We look forward to joining in that special time together to start the new year. As you continue through this Advent season, as we move towards Christmas, I pray that the traditions that you hold on to will bless you and encourage you. And I pray that you'll be open to some new things that might be exactly what you need to remind you and encourage you in the love of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us this year. Peace to you as you go through your week.